Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Lois Lane comes face to face with the mystery of the sea, while Clark Kent, worried and concerned, is still forced by editor Perry White to remain in Metropolis, although a sixth sense tells him that Lois and Horatio Horn are about to expose themselves to grave danger.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, nowadays, the theme is hurry, hurry, hurry. See if you can be the first in your crowd to collect all 18 of those exciting comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. Get your collection complete before I bring you some exciting news next week. Why, think how proud you'd feel with all those bright-colored gleaming buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And if you were the first in your gang to have them all. So if you have a duplicate that you haven't traded yet, you better hop to it. And be sure to be on hand for the exciting moment when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Maybe you'll get just the button that you need. You know, the little moose, maybe, or Goofy, or Beezy, or Superman himself. Sure, that's how easy it is to get these Pep comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. That's P-E-P, you know, the Sunshine Cereal. Pep's a dish that's just right for breakfast come springtime because it's so sunny and golden toasted and delicious. Why, that famous sunshine flavor is so doggone tantalizing, your spoon keeps digging in for more and more, and before you know it, your bowl's polished clean as a whistle. Mom likes that because Pep's a good for you. So ask her to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman. The cold and clammy fingers of fear seem to have fastened on the tiny fishing village of San Selmo on the Canadian Atlantic coast. Women and children speak in hushed voices behind drawn blinds, and strong men who fear nothing human move with suspicious caution along the village's fog-shrouded streets. At the docks, the sturdy fishing fleet lies desolate and deserted. For no boat will venture offshore so long as the deep, dark ocean contains what the villagers refer to as the Thing. In an effort to solve the mystery, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, an eccentric Daily Planet correspondent who fancies himself a detective, have come to San Selmo. Unable, however, to secure any information from the obviously terror-stricken natives, they engaged the services of Captain Jonathan Marble, a burly, gruff-speaking skipper, who agreed to take them to the offshore fishing grounds in his boat. But not before he warned...
It's only fair to tell ye that if we meet up with what's out there, ye may never come back to shore alive.
As we continue now, we join Lois and Horatio Horn aboard the Nancy Ruth, Captain Marble's diesel-powered fishing boat. A swirling gray fog is closing in over the choppy waters as the boat heads eastward toward the open sea. Listen.
Fog's getting thicker, isn't it, Captain Marble?
Aye.
Kind of choppy, too, isn't it?
A mate.
Look, Miss Lane, maybe we'd better...
If you're going to suggest turning back, Horatio, skip it. I wired the first installment of this story to the paper before we came aboard, and I'm staying aboard until we see what's out here, and that's final.
Remember Captain Marble's warning, Miss Lane?
I don't think he was serious. Were you, Captain?
Aye, I was. You may judge better for yourself when you lay eyes on the Thing.
Have you ever seen it?
Aye, that I have. And a fearful sight it is, too. One that makes strong men shudder with sudden weakness, and weaker men faint dead away.
You see, Miss Lane, it's no laughing matter.
Nobody's laughing, Horatio. But I'm certainly not going to let anything frighten me until I see it for myself and make certain that it is real.
Just be patient, ma'am. You'll see for yourself, and may the Lord protect you.
With Captain Marble's somber words echoing in their ears, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn shudder in the foggy darkness as the boat plows through the rough sea. Meanwhile, in Metropolis, Clark Kent is in the office of editor Perry White, who has just received Lois's telegraphed story from San Selmo.
Well, I'll be...
What is it, Chief?
Great Caesar's Ghost.
Well, Chief, for Pete's sake...
No, wait, Kent, wait. Let me finish this.
The way your eyes are bulging out of your head, I'd say Lois's first dispatch has you convinced she's really run into a story up there.
Yes, but oh, well, this just can't be.
Well, do you mind letting me read it so I know what you're talking about?
No. Here, read it.
Thanks.
Is it possible that people still fall for such superstitious tripe in the 20th century?
Entire local fishing industry is paralyzed by an unreasonable fear of some apparently frightening thing said to be seen at the North Fishing Banks about 3 miles offshore.
Now, does that make sense to you, Kent?
Oh, wait a minute, Chief. Questioned by this reporter, natives refused to comment beyond the statement that there's something out there in the sea.
Of all the ridiculous rubbish.
I don't know about that, Chief.
Well, it certainly isn't anything supernatural.
Oh, of course not.
Then why all the fuss? I tell you, Lois and Horn are making up something out of nothing in order to justify that trip.
And I tell you, that's nonsense.
Then will you please explain what this is all about?
Well, I don't know, but it sounds as if...
As if what?
Well, you know how some people believe in legends.
Yes.
This may be the beginning of a superstitious legend.
All the more reason for ignoring it.
Oh.
We're running a newspaper, not a ghost story magazine.
On the other hand, Lois reports the entire village affected. That sounds like more than just a legend.
Oh, come now, Kent. Don't...
Oh, now, wait. I don't mean to imply that there actually is a supernatural monster in the sea off San Selmo.
Then what do you mean?
I don't know exactly, Chief, but...
Don't tell me.
Well,
don't tell me. You've got another of your hunches.
That's right. I've got a feeling there's something important behind this mystery, something too big for Lois and Horatio Horn to handle alone.
And great big strong you wants to go up there and help them. Is that it?
Well...
Yeah, get it out of your head, Kent. You're staying here.
But, Chief, Lois is...
We'll find out just what's going on with Lois right now.
What are you doing?
Making a call to... Oh, Miss Bacharach. Put through a call for Lois Lane at the Fisherman's Inn. Yeah, that's right. It's in St. Selmo, Canada. No, Selmo. S-E-L-M-O. Yes, and hurry it up. I know, but this is an emergency.
Well, now, what do you expect to learn from talking with her?
Well, for one thing, I'll find out if her story's on the level. Then we'll see what we'll do about it.
Well,
until then, you stay put.
Once again prevented from following a hunch, Clark Kent, in reality Superman, is forced to fidget uneasily in Metropolis. While aboard Captain Marvel's boat, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn move closer and closer to the mystery of the North Fishing Banks.
Haven't we been running more than half an hour, Horatio?
Let me see. Yes, Miss Lane. It's been exactly 55 minutes since we left the dock.
Do you think Captain Marvel has lost his way in the fog?
I doubt it. There's quite a sea running. Chances are it held us back somewhat.
Oh. Horatio.
Yes, Miss Lane.
How do you feel about Captain Marvel?
What do you mean?
Do you trust him? I mean, do you think that he...
Well, sharp, mate.
What's that, Captain?
Look sharp now. We're coming on the fishing banks.
You mean this is where the thing is supposed to be?
Aye. It was in these waters. It was last seen.
Hold my arm, will you, Horatio? I'm afraid of falling overboard.
Don't worry, Miss Lane. I'll hold on to you, Vite Gulliver. Captain Marble.
What do you want?
How are we going to see anything? In this fog, I mean.
It's beginning to lift.
He's right, Horatio. It is.
Do you see good enough? If there's anything to see.
Say, what's that out there dead ahead?
It looks like a couple of red light buoys.
No light buoys out here.
Well, then what could...
That's it! By heaven, that's it!
The thing?
How do you believe me?
Great Lucifer, just look at the size of it.
Those huge, red glowing eyes.
Mark how it lashes the sea into foam.
Good heavens.
It's seen us.
What?
Look, it's coming toward us.
See, out of it. So it is.
Swing the boat around. Swing it.
Hurry! It's going to ram into us!
Captain Marvel swings his boat in a dangerously sharp turn. Lois Lane and Horatio Horn stare in terrified disbelief at what appears to be a huge red-eyed sea monster rushing toward them. What will happen now? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, gang, don't get left behind. Don't let next week come around when I've got that exciting news for you and you'd be left without having your collection of Kellogg's Pep comic buttons complete. That'd be a sad state of affairs. You'd better get busy this week and round out your series of all 18 different comic strip characters. Tess Trueheart and Spud and Judy and Corky and Superman and all the rest. Boy, are these Pep comic buttons something to talk about and to see, too. The pictures of your funny paper favorites are so lifelike and the colors are so bright and clear that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. It's a load of fun, too, collecting Pep comic buttons and swapping duplicates with your pals. So hop to it. Get your collection complete. Now, you don't have to send it any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find your exclusive prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. That's the Sunshine Cereal, whole wheat flakes that taste so catchy and golden at breakfast that, well, you want to eat hearty, which is always a good idea because Pep's a doggone good for you. Helps keep up your supply of good old sunshine vitamin D and energy vitamin B1. Yes, sir, Mom will be glad to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As we continue now, Captain Marvel, disregarding the rough sea, is swinging his boat in a sharp U-turn in an effort to escape from what appears to be a huge red-eyed sea monster bent on ramming the fishing craft. Standing in the stern with Horatio Horn, Lois screams a warning as the boat heels over until its gunwales are almost underwater.
Captain Marvel, look out!
We're going to capsize!
Hang on, or you go overboard! There! We made it!
Oh, thank heaven!
But we're not safe yet, by Gulliver. That thing's coming lickety-split after us.
Oh, yes! Faster, Captain, faster!
Full speed ahead. Pour on the coal.
Throttle's wide open now.
Look, it's gaining on us!
Do something, Captain, for heaven's sake, do something!
Can't do nothing more than I'm doing. This is as fast as you go.
Good gracious!
Still gaining, is it?
Oh, yes, yes!
At the rate of a mile a minute.
We're doomed! We have to turn!
Here it comes! Brace yourself, Miss Lane!
Down on the deck! Down!
For a split second after the crushing impact, Captain Marvel's sturdy fishing boat makes a valiant effort to remain on its keel. Then, heeling over sharply, it capsizes, spilling its skipper and passengers, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, into the cold, dark waters of the North Atlantic. What is this thing that appears to be an angry, monstrous creature of the sea? And what will happen now to Lois and her two companions, while Superman, prevented by Perry White from following his hunch, is still in Metropolis, fretfully pacing the floor of White's office in his guise of Clark Kent? There are thrills and excitement ahead in Superman's adventure with the Phantom of the Sea, so don't miss a minute of it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. What's that, gang? Why, it's the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves and cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package, and you know how they dish out those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice. So crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's their song of crispiness. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun to listen to and fun to eat. So ask Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.